We went to Glencoe, so like there was like this little town where we went. We get there about 12 and dinner's not booked until 5. I'm like, okay, so what are we doing from 12 to 5? Well, I just thought we'd have a mooch. A mooch? Minus 4 with a 1-year-old.
Welcome to Unfiltered, the podcast from Netmoms that brings you the unfiltered truth about parenting. I'm your host, Caroline Verdon, and each episode I'm joined by a panel of real-life parents to hash out those controversial parenting issues. You can find out more about them in our Meet the Panel trailer.
Relaxing holidays with kids. Is that an oxymoron? Are you the person who books it, plans everything, and then your other half just turns up? Or perhaps you're the holiday princess. Is it actually possible to return from a holiday and feel calm and zen like you've had a break when you have kids? Let's ask the panel.
Holidays with your children. Is it just a waste of time?
Pretty much.
The whole planning. Do you plan? Are you a bit of a princess?
See, so I'm the person that says we need a holiday. Then I don't get involved in any of the booking of the holiday.
Okay, yep.
But I'm the one that germinated the idea. But then I'll do the logistics. Like, I'll book the taxi from the airport to the resort and back.
That's the only logistic.
That's a very important
that's
bit.
That bit. And then I'm the mule. So get the trolley, luggage, help the driver put it into the car, take it out, take it to the rooms. I don't actually think I've properly organised a holiday since we've been more than two people in this family. Like, the last holiday I organised was our honeymoon. Beyond that...
How old's your eldest?
7. Okay. Just, yeah. Yeah. But to answer your original question, holidays with the kids, no.
Oh, they're so... It's so stressful. Last year, we went to Greece, and it was so stressful, I ended up in hospital the week before we went because I was having heart palpitations.
Oh my God.
And it turned out it was panic attacks just from like, has everybody got swimwear? He's going to need milk. Have we got this? It was
just the most stressful thing. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's very different now that we've got a baby because I like holidays where you can actually like do stuff like go on a trek or like, you know, do like the little tours and like see a bit of culture. But when you've got a little baby, you can't do that stuff.
No.
You've kind of just got to like go to a hotel or like an Airbnb where you've got everything to hand. Mm. Like you can't be hiking up a mountain with like a baby strapped to your back. Well, not mine anyway, because it's too bloody heavy. But like very different holidays now.
Yeah.
And I am like a hardcore itinerary holiday planner. Like every time I've gone on holiday, I know what I'm doing every single day. I know what things I want to see.
You're one of those.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to see everything. Oh. I'm not sitting by the pool and just wasting every... I love to sit by the pool, but I also want to see everything. I don't want to miss out.
Okay.
But now that I've got a baby, I can't do that anymore.
It's so annoying.
It is so annoying.
I used to really look at families that would book things like, you know, a TUI family package break with a kids club. And I used to think, what are you doing with your life? How awful. And now I've got kids and I'm like, I totally get it.
Get it now.
We don't get holidays for ourselves anymore. We get holidays.
And it's the amount
kids.
Of luggage you have to take, especially with a baby.
Yeah.
It's like the travel cart if they don't provide one. We've just went to the Scottish Highlands last month and we had to take the car seat because we hired a car. And like, we literally went for 2 nights and we took more luggage than when we actually moved house. It was unreal. I mean, that was a holiday that my wife had planned for the first time in her life because it was a surprise 40th trip. So I wasn't involved in anything. So like, my anxiety was like wild, like, because I was just like, you're really shit at stuff, so this is gonna be shit. But actually it was quite good.
You're really shit at stuff.
No. No, I mean shit at planning. Like, she just turns out with her passport. Like, we went to the Maldives for our honeymoon and I don't think she even knew where the Maldives was. She just literally turned up with her passport. She didn't know what was going on. Like, so she's normally like quite lucky with that stuff. So when she said she'd planned this trip, I was like, I just don't know. And then she said she planned a flight when she'd like asked for the passport to book the flight. And I was just like, what? Like, what is going on here? Like, very worried about this.
And how was it?
It was really good. Like, she'd hired the car. She booked an amazing hotel. She'd planned to get the travel cot in the room. She planned to have 2 rooms so we could have like separate time when the baby was asleep in our room in the travel cot. So she did brilliantly. She'd booked dinners and stuff. However, like, one of the days that we were there, she was like, so we're getting to the town, I can't remember what it was called, We went to Glencoe, so like there was like this little town where we went. We get there about 12 and dinner's not booked until 5. I'm like, okay, so what are we doing from 12 to 5? Well, I just thought we'd have a mooch. A mooch? Minus 4 with a 1-year-old. How much mooching is there to do? There was like one high street. I was like, Nancy, you need to like plan something. Come on, like, what are we doing? She's like, well, I don't know, just mooch. Like, oh, we just learned this word. We're not doing it. So then I had to quickly get on Google and like look at things to do in the area. So then we ended up going up what's that thing called? Ben Nevis.
Yeah.
Is it Ben Nevis?
What's that?
Yeah, Ben Nevis. It's like a big mountain thing. Like, we went up in a cable car and like, so I like organised all the activities in about 2.5 seconds when she thought we were mooching for 5 hours. So yeah, apart from that bit, it was really good. She did really, really well, bless her. She was like, you always slag me off on the podcast. So that's a bit of praise. Well done, Nancy. You did well.
I would advise taking a baby on holiday. It's just not good for you and for your mental health.
Oh God.
I took my son to Barcelona when he was 8 months. It was the worst decision of my life. I was one of those Tommy Tippy mummies. You know those ones where you're always sterilizing everything? I was one of those. So I brought the whole device with me.
Yeah,
and I bought sachets and beakers and everything to make different foods. And he never had fake food or food that I bought off shelves. So I had to make everything. I bought a blender with me.
On holiday?
Yes.
A blender with your
I blended the food.
Yeah.
I put
it's
dates.
Real food. Okay.
Yeah, I put dates on them. I was like, oh, this is for... It was disgusting. I looked back and realised that I was a nerd. But at the time, I was so proud of myself. I was like, look at my organic food that I made myself. Amazing. No, worst decision of my life.
Yeah.
Never do it again.
I agree. I took Sunny to Spain when he was 6 months and it was stressful. Mm. It's not a holiday anymore because your whole holiday is just nap time, food time.
Yeah.
You can't stay in the sun.
Yeah.
Like, you can't sunbathe because he can't stay in the sun. In and out the pool, like, it's so stressful. It's like, this is not relaxing.
No.
And like, I kept getting Nancy to do everything because I was like, this isn't, like, I've looked after this baby for 6 months. This is me time. She was like, well, I want a bit of a holiday too. I'm like, well, you should have thought about that. Like, yeah, no, it was stressful. Mm. But hopefully they get better the older you get, because then they can go to the pool on their own and stuff.
They do.
Well, I don't know about that.
Brilliant.
When we went
I'll just cancel my next holiday, shall I?
That's what I was thinking. So last year, Arthur was 8, Fred was 4, and I thought this is going to be the first holiday that we'll be like, off you go, see you
Kids
later.
Club.
But then, because all they want to do is go in the pool, there is part of you that goes, ah, oh, I can't rely on that 15-year-old who I've just watched drinking a beer to actually properly watch the pool. So I'm going to have to at least watch them. And you start watching them and they clock it and then they're like, come and play with the water guns. Let's go. And, you know, there's no relaxation.
No, I think we went to France this year, E7, so it was super easy.
A bit chilled.
He has his own luggage. He can carry it himself. You know, imagine doing it by yourself, a newborn, with a stroller, 2 suitcases. Oh, it's crazy. But now he's independent. He can do it himself. I'm like, where do you want to go? Itinerary done. I've already packed his bag a week before. You know, packed my bag a week before. We're very organized.
Morning.
Yeah, so it was just a nice trip. We was like, I was like, let's do business class, son. Let's do business class. And he was like, yes, mother. And I was like, yes. So we chilled. We got to the airport really early. Went to the lounge. We had meals. We had booze. Well, he didn't.
I was going to say, last time you said Chris killed you.
We even paid with the... Oh, it was so weird. We went to France in... Where did we go? Paris. And I heard that the police in Paris, they were really bad. So I was like, let's wind them up. Oh, he was like, are you sure? He was the responsible one. So I was like, talking to the feds, made friends out of it, got them to sing happy birthday. It was really fun. Like, we had the best trip ever. Went to the place where you, like, put the locks in. We done locks together.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I do think
so. It does get better then.
It does get better.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
But there's
life
there's
is better.
There's balance.
Yeah, there's
there
balance.
Is balance.
Yeah.
Like, we went to Ibiza last October for half term. Got to the security gate. Little man pissed himself going for security checks.
No.
So then you're the awkward family that then has to come out of the line,
oh, yeah.
wheel yourself to the toilet, change him, come back. Then we realised We actually hadn't packed him a different pair of socks. So he's then the kid with...
Oh, pretty socks.
Oh, yeah. No. See, I'm still at the stage of, like, when I get onto the plane, I'm looking around, like, who's around me? Because I'm like, who looks moody that if Sonny's crying, they're going to have the ump? So that's how I felt at first. But then I thought, oh, do you know what? Fuck off. I've paid for this flight too. So if I want to cry, then tough shit.
Oh, I am with you. I cannot stand the tutters.
Yeah. Mm, it's rude. But to be fair, he was standing on my lap, hands over the edge of the seat, hitting this guy on the head. No, guy was like, like laughing. But after about 45 minutes, I could hear him like... No. But like, I still find it quite funny. I was like, oh, Sonny.
Like, it really annoys me, and it shouldn't, but it does, when you go on a flight and there's parents with a baby and they give out. Have you ever been on a flight
out like little... Like apology.
Apology.
What?
Little parcels. Yeah. Like a little...
This is a new thing.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
And I just was like, don't apologise. Every single person on this flight...
Was a baby.
Do you know what I mean?
It's true.
Yeah. Some people should apologise, though.
We went on our first... We went to see our first holiday, bonkers to actually think about it, was to go see my sister in Florida. So it was a 10-hour flight with my eldest. She was 3 at the time. She was.
Oh, and you didn't even go when she was 2, and at least the flights were free.
That's stupid. Sonny's going to be 2 for a while.
And we got on the flight. She was good as gold. Sat there, slept, ate, watched a movie, etc. As we're getting off the flight, person goes unsolicited. Oh, your kid was amazing. Didn't cry once. I was like, fuck off, you muppet. You've been sat there quietly passag the last 10 and a bit hours, hoping to tut. I should have tripped you up when you're going to the toilet up the aisle.
Yeah, I don't mind loud kids. I don't blame the kids, I blame the parents. It means that you haven't told your kid to shut the hell up. Yeah? That's your fault, not the kid's fault. It's just being a kid, you know what I mean? But if the parent's not doing anything...
But if it's a little baby
If
crying,
it's a baby, that's not their fault. Yeah. But at the same time, what are you doing to stop the baby? Are you cooning it? Or are you going, oh, it's just a baby, let it be itself. Are you all right? Get off the flight.
Midway through.
Hold your baby accountable. Pat it on the back.
Hold your baby accountable.
Yes, it's hungry.
Oh,
hold it accountable.
How dare
listen,
you?
Listen, maybe that baby's hungry. Did you change his nappy? Did
I'm
you do?
Never
if you just left
Priscilla Airway.
No, listen,
not.
You won't be allowed on the plane. Listen, if your baby's hungry, feed it. Why is your baby crying?
Because the sounds, his ears might be popping.
Yeah, maybe.
He's scared.
What the percentage though? Most babies are fine if they have all those things, right?
Not on a flight.
On a flight.
Because they
constantly
can't move. There's nothing to
that's called neglect.
No.
Neglect. I'm neglecting my child, taking him to the
just
Maldives.
Saying. I would say. Just saying.
Oh, poor you. Terrible.
Hashtag
childline.
Hashtag just saying.
How a horrible parent taking
Pat
you to an all-inclusive.
Back.
How have triple jumped
Pat
away
the baby's
to that?
Back. Pat the baby's back. Give it some milk. Give it some food. Change its nappy. Do you know what I mean?
I'll give you a tiny bit of leeway. Like,
thank you.
I get that... I'd find it
you
weird
just
if
leave
I was
it crying.
On a flight and there was a crying baby and the parent just sort of kicked it under the seat.
Put it in the overhead locker.
Yeah. But
neglect. To a certain extent, yes. It depends.
How?
If they're just watching the baby cry,
I mean, that's
called neglect.
No one
right?
does.
But
people
do.
People do.
I've seen it. As you just said, you let your child hit that person for half an hour. You think I'd let someone's child hit me for half an hour on a flight? I would have turned at the mum.
Everyone was enjoying
control
themselves.
Control your child. No. I would control your child like that. Swear down, I would have done it. Because you can't be doing that. It's not your flight, it's our flight, right?
But
if it's just a baby crying and you can't control it, that it's out of your control. That's totally different. But if you can do something about it, you better be
your
doing.
Kids are going to learn all types of etiquette. They will learn. They will learn travel etiquette. What I would say is, I think going on holiday, like going on holiday with kids, is paying for the privilege of parenting your children in a climate and in an environment that they are not used to, that they probably don't like for the first couple of days. And I would say, if you're going big self-hack, and I know it's bloody expensive, I will never go self-catering on holiday again because I'm not paying to go for dinner for them to turn their noses up and go, but where are chicken nuggets and chips? It's all-inclusive. Pick if you don't eat, that's on
if
you.
If you don't want that, go and get something
and
else.
And also, for me, the rules don't apply with food, like on holidays. Yeah, if you just want to eat,
just eat
whatever it is, just eat that.
Shall I leave now?
Yeah, you can go.
Yeah,
oh, you've got
yeah,
one don't get on holiday.
Sustenance is sustenance.
Ice cream for dinner, do it.
Yeah.
You're on holiday.
But also, I want to be partly on holiday.
I want to be on holiday.
I don't want to have to be like.
I can't be sat there in the.
You don't want to be making meals in a blender on holiday.
Excuse me, he's a newborn.
Yeah.
No, fair enough, I get that. But
I don't want to be sat in the resort. I don't want to be sat in the resort going, oot.
But you don't meal prep on holiday.
It doesn't do that. Yeah.
Now,
no, I don't.
Do you?
I don't.
You have a day off.
But I do cook on holidays as well. I always have like somewhere where I can make
things. Like a self-catering.
Yeah, like where I can make stuff because you might want a fruit bowl. Like, what am I going to do?
I'll go get
a
fruit bowl.
Ask the waiter.
Okay, you lot, I'm being serious. He's had a fruit bowl every day of his life.
I hear you. I can get
every single day of his life.
That's what the buffet is.
If he doesn't have one, he'll be like, what's going on?
Buffet.
What's the buffet?
A buffet. Do you know what they put on their fruit?
Oh, that's
here we go.
Move back.
Hopefully, vodka.
No, we just go to the organic market and just buy different fruits and put in the hotel room. That's nothing wrong with that, right? Why am I judged for this? Buying fruit.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm terrible. Like, what a terrible mother I am.
I'm going on holidaying.
It's for holiday.
Holidaying with kids is truly is never the definition of what people without kids understand holiday to be today. So, any semblance of that previous definition I can grab onto,
I'm gonna
grab it and hold on to it like it's a hot water bottle on a cold evening.
Yeah.
So if it's a fruit platter, go and order the fruit platter. Yeah. I'd rather put it on the room. I'd rather go
get
and
10.
I'd rather go have that less stress and come back and be on beans on toast for the next
month. But you have to remember as well, everyone's different, right? What is stressful to you might not be stressful to me.
Fair.
And getting food organised is not stressful to me. That's normal, because I've normalised that since he's been born. Right?
Yeah, but
so that's
my normality. You said that holiday in Barcelona was absolutely awful.
Yeah, because he was a newborn.
But because
I was juggling so much, right? And I was doing it by myself. Mm. So that's what made it traumatic. Not because I had to make the food or I wanted to make the food, but I'm saying it adds, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it was another thing to do.
It just wasn't a holiday.
Do you know what I mean? It didn't feel like a holiday. Half of it did, but not really, you know?
Yeah. If I see a holiday advertised and it says home away from home, I think I don't want that.
I don't want to be at home. I want to be looked after.
Is that weird?
Yeah, I think it's
uncontrolling.
I want a day bed. I want a fruit platter.
Oh my God,
I want to feel not guilty for having a cocktail.
I want some sashimi. Loads of it. Keep bringing it.
I want to be able to relax as well. I don't want to be that like meme of the dad that's got the beach bag, the baby bag.
That's me
dragging everything else.
That's Nancy.
and everyone else having fun, because I also need to chill as well. So does my partner. So whatever we can kind of push over there, right? Resort.
Do you do like a kids club? Do you just cart them off to the kids club and stuff?
My eldest will go to a kids club. My youngest is still a little bit like
abroad.
He needs his big sister to go with him. Otherwise, he won't go. But and then we'll go to the kids party in the evening where the adults watch them dancing on the stage whilst I'm sitting there with my 12th glass of sangria and enjoying myself.
Having an amazing time.
Go, you go, you dance and sing that song in Spanish.
I can't wait
you don't know
like
what's going on.
I have to say, what I really recommend is going on holiday with grandparents if that is
that's the deal. That's the gold.
That is so good.
That's where you have that balance.
Yeah.
You can really let go. And enjoy yourself.
You've woken up at 6 a.m. It's all right. Granddad's already up. Granddad is going to take 100%. You to have
I will
some
say
breakfast.
I won't go on holiday with another family though.
I agree with you.
I won't do it.
I won't say. I won't say.
I can't do it.
I can't wait for my friends to have kids. I can't wait for like
I
big
love
Greek holidays.
Because I go on holiday to relax and chill. If we end up going with the family, sorry. If you're the itinerary person and you're trying to,
but you can't do that with kids now. So I was. That was the old me.
That was the old me.
The new me is just Aperol spritz.
This is it.
Feet up.
If you're not matching my energy, of we are going to chill, the kids can frolic, we'll splash, return, order, turn splash.
I think that's the key.
Then I'm not involved.
With like-minded people.
If yeah,
my sister's like me, by the way.
Or the agreement that like even though we're going on holiday together, you do you.
Yeah.
That's fine. We're going to the pool today.
We'll meet up later.
Yeah. Don't include me in your plans if you've got if you've got intricate plans.
So
intricate plans.
Final word. Have you ever returned from a holiday feeling more relaxed than before you went?
No.
I pray for that day.
Since having a kid?
Yeah.
No.
You've been listening to Unfiltered, a Net Mums podcast with me, Caroline Verdon, and our panel of real-life parents. Just a reminder that none of this has been actual parenting advice for obvious reasons, but you can find plenty of that over at netmums.com, where you can connect with an online community of parents in the forums, you can access a whole load of useful articles, blogs, recipes, activity ideas, and support. If you've got an opinion on today's conversation, head over to the Netmum socials to have your say. And remember to click follow on this podcast. And do leave us a cheeky 5-star review wherever you're listening. We'll see you next time.